If you've got questions about public media funding, we've got answers. Our quick guide explains what's at stake for WSHU, what we know so far, and how you can help. It's all in one place. Just visit WSHU.org.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut's top lawmakers discuss the first 100 days of Trump's second term. A tentative budget has been passed in New York this week, plus a look at a one-of-a-kind film festival that's coming to Long Island this summer. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. President Trump is 100 days into his second term. WSHU's Molly Ingram was in Hartford today with the state's top lawmakers to mark the milestone.
Trump's first 100 days have been busy for Connecticut Democrats. There have been more than a dozen lawsuits from Attorney General William Tong, millions of dollars in emergency funding for state nonprofits, and a whole lot of criticism from people like Governor Ned Lamont.
I think everything he's doing is bass-ackwards.
But Republican leaders disagree. State Party Chairman Ben Proto says Trump is delivering on his campaign promises, and he's helping state Republicans.
I think he's provided an opportunity, you know, for us to have discussions on issues that people previously were not talking about.
State officials say the administration has made more than $460 million in federal cuts in Connecticut. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Governor Hochul and New York State lawmakers struck a tentative budget deal this week. John Campbell reports the spending plan is nearly a month late.
The governor says the budget will be about $254 billion, but it'll include plenty of policy items that have little to do with spending, like a plan to prohibit public school students from using their smartphones during the school day. That's been a priority for the governor.
This budget is far more than a financial document. It's a declaration of our shared values.
Hochul says her office will finalize budget legislation in the coming days. Lawmakers are expected to begin voting later this week. The budget was due before April 1st. Since then, lawmakers have passed short-term extensions to keep the state funded. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
A Trump administration plan to withhold funds from sanctuary cities like New Haven has been derailed. WSHU's Nathan Valorenti has more.
As one of 16 sanctuary cities nationwide, New Haven officials raised concerns President Trump would withhold federal funds due to its welcoming city policy, which means it does not cooperate with federal immigration enforcement unless required by law. A federal judge from California prevented the Trump administration from withholding funds from New Haven and the other cities. Earlier this year, New Haven Mayor Justin Elicker collaborated with San Francisco and two other cities to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration to protect the city's status as a sanctuary for undocumented immigrants. Nathan Valorenti, WSHU News.
The Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame will host its first ever music documentary film festival this summer. A look at the event is coming up.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Do you feel the spirit of adventure? I'm Davis Donovan.
And I'm Emily Boyer, and we invite you to travel with us to the green hills of Ireland.
See 1,200-year-old illuminations in the Book of Kells.
Stand at the edge of the sea on the cliffs of Moher.
Hear storytelling at the heart of the nation.
And hear musicians keeping traditional music alive.
At the end of the day, raise your pint at a traditional Irish pub.
Join us for an unforgettable trip to Ireland this September.
See all the details and sign up at WSHU.org.
Terrence Chang, the chancellor of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities, will step down after the Connecticut Board of Regents for Higher Education said they will not extend his contract that ends in June 2026, but he will take on a new role as a strategic advisor to the board, maintaining his $442,000 salary until his contract expires. Chang has been under fire ever since details of his spending and other expenses drew criticism from legislators and a vote of no confidence from the community college staff. Nassau County's traffic court has stopped hearing cases for school bus camera violations, even though the town of Hempstead is still issuing tickets. Records show dispositions stopped at the end of January, and the county hasn't said when they'll resume. The pause applies to people who have already requested hearings. A Hartford man has been sentenced to 18 years in jail for a hit-and-run that killed a Connecticut State Trooper last May. The officer was stopping a driver when the man drove into the highway's shoulder, hitting the trooper and his car. The man told police he'd taken fentanyl and cocaine before the crash. 11 international Stony Brook University students had their visas unrevoked by the Trump administration. The administration reversed their plans after several students took legal action, saying the government didn't follow due process. They were among more than 1,000 international students enrolled at U.S. colleges who had their visas revoked since March. A one-of-a-kind film festival is coming to Long Island this summer. WSHU's Christopher Schultz spoke with the organizers to find out what sets this festival apart.
The Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame will host its first-ever Music Documentary Film Festival in August. The event will showcase various topics from biographies of specific artists to the transformative power of music. Tom Needham is the festival's executive director. He says any musical genre is acceptable, from rock to jazz to classical.
The submissions so far have been outstanding, showcasing a diverse range of compelling stories that align with the spirit of the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame.
Needham says this summer's event could be the first of many.
Given the enthusiasm and quality of submissions, I believe we have a very strong foundation to make this film festival an annual tradition.
Wendy Feinberg is the artistic director. She says the festival will take place here at the Hall of Fame Museum in Stony Brook.
We're hoping to have 12 to 15 films over 3 days, which is still quite a lot, starting in the morning and going to the night and then having a party afterwards. Most film festivals don't separate by genres. I mean, other than documentary and narrative film.
Founded in 2004, this Stony Brook-based museum has honored legendary artists like George Gershwin, Louis Armstrong, and Long Island's own Billy Joel. The festival encourages filmmakers to combine music with storytelling. It will be held from August 8th till August 10th. There will be two award ceremonies, the Jury Award and the Audience Choice Award. One short film under 60 minutes and one feature-length film over 60 minutes will be victorious in each category, making 4 total awards. Filmmakers will have a chance to attend Q&As with the live audience, participate in interviews, and even perform on the museum's Hall of Fame stage. Feinberg says she hopes the judges will be unbiased in picking the winners.
There'll be a lot of variables that will be used to choose the films that we pick to be in the festival. Since it's our first year, we are not at the point of talking about, you know, the judging yet. I know for the audience award, it's the audience that chooses it. We will have ballots, and people will vote on how they feel about the film, and that'll be just tallied up.
She says, however, that choosing the winner could be difficult.
It's going to be very difficult to choose. I hope we could fit them all, but that's not going to happen. So, but the quality has been really, really good and very interesting. And the cinematography and the sound has been like right on.
The festival is open to both domestic and international movies. However, international films must have subtitles or they won't be considered for any award. Feinberg says that every film will be shown as long as they abide by the rules. This means no propaganda, misleading, or discriminatory content.
We're looking for worldwide films from all over the United States, and, you know, in any music genre or theme, as long as it's appropriate to show, that we're not going to be arrested or something for showing film.
Submissions are due by May 1st and cost $40. Christopher Schultz, WSHU News.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. Share any thoughts or story ideas you might have with us via email. It's news@WSHU.org. And make sure you're following us on Instagram for some behind the scenes here at the station and the latest news updates. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.